Inside Angoon Trading Company, some of the shelves are starting to look bare. The potato chips are still well stocked, but there's only a couple of boxes of Ho-Hos and Twinkies. As for the produce,
well, there's carrots, tomatoes, cabbage, and green pepper.
Albert Howard, Angoon's mayor, says he's concerned because some of the local subsistence foods have high levels of toxic metals, and items at the grocery store are starting to run out.
It's nothing like what we're normally used to when we come to the store. There isn't much of a selection of anything.
For the things you can't get from the water or on land, you come here. Laundry detergent, sugar, rice, canned goods, and yes, the sweet spongy delicacy of a Hostess cupcake. Another Albert, Albert Kukesh III, is missing cold treats.
You know, just a simple popsicle, something that, you know, you can walk to any store in any city and get a popsicle. It's not available in Angoon at this time. And, you know, it might not seem like a big deal, you know, along the lines, but even the milk is starting to age out.
Store owners Shane and Sue Thompson say perishable items have been the hardest to keep in stock. Although the Lakante is back online now, it had been about 5 weeks since the ferry's last visit. 5 weeks since they received a regular shipment of groceries. So during the hiatus, to get fresh food, they flew to Juneau.
Shane and I ourselves had been in town for a week, so we picked up a bunch of fresh produce for the store and brought it over with our luggage, and then he just bought extra tomatoes. Now we're getting down to the wire. Now we're out of like lettuce and things like that.
And for them to bring things over on Alaska seaplanes, it cost $1.10 a pound.
A gallon of milk weighing 8 pounds coming from, say, Seattle, normally we've got it cut down to as much as we possibly can. And if we have to fly that over at $1 a pound, it'd be close to $15 to $18, depending. And that's ridiculous for milk.
The Thompsons are proud to say they haven't raised their prices yet. They knew the Lakante service gap would be temporary, but with proposed state cuts to the ferry system, reduced service to Angoon could become a reality.
So if that's the case, then everything's got to go up.
In 2010, Angoon's ferry terminal got a $1.6 million upgrade. It was rebuilt to accommodate the fast ferries, which only run in the summer. Angoon relies on the Lakante year-round, and the ferry also visits the communities of Tinicky Springs, Pelican, and others farther away. But this past winter, the Lakante needed maintenance. Typically, another ferry would take its place.
Now that's due to budget reductions. We've had to take a couple ferries offline.
That's Jeremy Woodrow, the spokesperson for the ferry.
So when those ferries go into their overhaul period, there isn't another ferry to provide that supplemental service.
The Alaska Marine Fleet has 11 vessels, and Woodrow compares a ferry overhaul to getting a tune-up on your car. Unfortunately, in this scenario, there's no sporty rental option with a new car smell.
We do the best we can with the budget we're given, and it really depends on what those limitations are when the way that we can schedule our ferries.
The budget for the Alaska Marine Highway System recently went through one round in the legislative process, without changes to Governor Walker's proposed cuts. But it still has a ways to go. Albert Kukesh III hopes the cuts won't be deeper. He says the ability to travel outside of Angoon is important, and to fly to Juneau with a family of five could be as much as $700 one way. The ferry is his and many others' lifeline to the outside world.
I love living in Angoon, and I want to live in Angoon for the rest of my life, and I want my kids to grow up in Angoon. But if the ferry system goes, and if the food's no longer good, then I don't really have a choice.
When the Lakante finally did arrive in mid-February, it carried boxes of groceries. So Kukesh and his kids went to the store and bought popsicles. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.